recession is not inevitable. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Biden said that when asked about the U.S. economy while in Japan, also saying this about gas prices.
This is going to be a haul. This is going to take some time.
He's blamed Russia's invasion on Ukraine. Republicans blame Biden energy policy. Regular gas at a record high again today. AAA has it just shy of $4.60 a gallon. The president also made news saying the U.S. military would get involved to defend Taiwan if China attacked it.
The idea that it could be taken by force, is just not appropriate. It will dislocate the entire region.
Now, China was quick to respond, expressing strong dissatisfaction and opposition to the president's comments. Fox's Jackie Heinrichs in Tokyo.
Traditionally, the U.S. expresses support for helping Taiwan defend itself, but we've stayed intentionally vague about whether the U.S. military would get involved if Taiwan was attacked by China. And today, all that went out the window. And the way the question was phrased and posed to the president indicates that Biden knew exactly what he was saying. The reporter said the U.S. has not gotten involved in Ukraine for understandable reasons, referencing Russia's nuclear arsenal, but asked Biden if we would get involved in Taiwan if China attacked.
Now, the White House later clarified the U.S. policy has not changed and we're committed to providing Taiwan with means to defend itself. All that overshadowed the president working out a 12-nation Indo-Pacific trade deal. Ukraine's president is urging government and corporate leaders at the World Economic Forum to impose maximum sanctions on Russia for its invasion. While in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, a court sentenced a 21-year-old Russian soldier to life in prison. He pleaded guilty at the first war crimes trial to murdering a Ukrainian civilian, saying he was following orders. The first shipment of baby formula the U.S. military is bringing from overseas has arrived in Indianapolis. It's specialty formula for thousands of babies and toddlers who cannot tolerate regular formula. This amid a big shortage. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
They still aren't done counting mail-in and absentee ballots in Pennsylvania, where the Republican Senate primary may be headed for a recount. Trump-backed Dr. Mehmet Oz still has about an 1,100-vote lead over David McCormick. Democrat John Fetterman awaits the winner. Tomorrow, there are primaries in five states, including two runoffs in Texas stemming from contests back in March. In Minnesota, there are primaries for a House seat left vacant when Congressman Jim Hagedorn died. His widow, Jennifer Carnahan, is among the candidates. Now, in Georgia, there's a big race for governor on the Republican side.
Ahead of the big GOP showdown between current Governor Brian Kemp and challenger David Perdue, one of Georgia's top Democrats, well, she rips her own state.
I am tired of hearing about being the best state in the country to do business when we are the worst state in the country to live
in. In case you couldn't hear through the muddy audio, that's Stacey Abrams saying Georgia's the worst state to live in.
Abrams speaking at a Democrats' Blutopia gala in a suburban Atlanta county. Early voting in the Peach State reaching record levels ahead of November's midterms. Georgia's Secretary of State says as of last Thursday, more than 700,000 votes had already been cast. This is up 180% from 2018 and 149% from the 2020 primaries.
That's Fox's Jackie Ibanez. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising up more than 300 for the Dow, but it's coming off yet another losing week when the Dow lost almost 3%, falling an eighth consecutive week. In the NBA playoffs,
three, Steph got it! Oh, what a shot! He is ruthless!
Steph Curry scored 31 points to lead Golden State past Dallas 109-100 on TNT. The Warriors are now up 3-0 in the Western Conference Finals. In golf, Justin Thomas won the PGA Championship, beating Will Zalatoris in a playoff in the second major tournament of the year. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.